Shnayis Masechta Psochim, holding my Perek Shvi, the seventh Perek. Mishnalach, Ketzad Tzelun Es HaPesach, how is the mitzvah to roast the Korban Pesach? The Pesach says, Al Tochtu Menel No Oboshim Abushim Amayim, Kiyim Tzli Eish, he's supposed to roast the Korban Pesach. So how is the mitzvah, how do we roast the Korban Pesach? The Mishnah says, Meviyin Shvud Shawimayin, you have to bring a spit made from wood, or from a pomegranate wood. The more explained, because this does not sweat, it does not give off any juice, so it would not be considered a bishul, but rather would be considered a total tzli, a total roasting. Now, toichavo, you stick this wooden spit from pomegranate tree, mitoich piv, through the mouth of the korban, ad the base nukufosoi, till the other end of the behema. Basically, also the makom where the ray, where the junk goes out. The noisin is kroyev, you put its legs, the espinay may of the insides, the toichoy, inside it. Like b'shasi roasting, it has to be like all together inside. But the pasuk says, roishoy al kroyev y'al kirboy, mashma should be inside it. Different Rabbi Yosi Aglili, these are the words of Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva says, Kimin bishlu ze, no, if you're going to have these things inside the behemah b'shashi roasting it, that's considered like a bishul, because the krayim, the legs, is like it's being cooked up inside the kevish itself. It's like being cooked up inside a pot. So therefore, that's not the way to roast it, according to Rabbi Kiva. El Rabbi says, toilin chutzaloi, let the krayim, the legs, and the bnei imayov hang outside it, and therefore the thing is roasted altogether. That's called all part of the Korban Pesach is being roasted, not considered being cooked. Here, Mishnah Beis, Ein Tzelun Es HaPesach, you're not supposed to roast the Korban Pesach, Lo Yal HaShvud, meaning not on a metal spit. And the reason is because by metal we say Cham Mektsos V'Cham Kuloi, that when part of it becomes hot, the whole thing becomes hot. Therefore, the part of it outside that's in the yesh doesn't become hot, machmas the yesh, but then the inside of it that's stuck through the animal will also become hot, that inside. And that's not considered like hot through the yesh, and it will not be called a tzliya. So therefore, it's also to roast the Korban Pesach on a spit made from metal. For lo yor askalot, not on a grate, the same thing, a grate that's made from metal, the same svarom, that cham mitzos to cham kulis, see like it heated up, through the metal, not through the ish. Amar Rabbi Tzadik of Tzadik says, Meister once happened a case to Rabbi Gamliel, Shama LeTovi Yavzi, he said to his master, to his slave, Tovi, say, go out, Utzle Lon and roast for us, as a Pesach, Halo Askalo, on top of a grate. So see, you are allowed to roast the Korban Pesach on top of a grate. And the Gemara asked the question, of course, is theory. First, the Mishnah says, Tosa, that it brings a rather at Smuta. Samar explains it means to say that if there's a neck, if there are holes in this grate, if the grate has holes in it, then it's mutter. That's the smaisa with Tovi Avdoi that he roasted the Korban Pesach on Askala on a grate that has holes in it. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Noga Bechar So Shotana? Let's say the Korban Pesach itself, the meat itself, touches the side of the oven. It touches the earthly part of the oven. That part of the korban that touched it, you have to cut it out, because that part is considered like it became cham, like it became roasted from because of the tanner, and not because of the esh. So that part you're not allowed to eat. Because that part is not considered tzli esh, but rather it's called heated up from the tanner, from the cheres itself. What's going to be notaf meirot foyal cheres? Let's say some of the juice, some of the fats of the Korban Pesach dripped off onto the walls of the tanner of this kli cheres, of this earthen kli. Then the chosmul of the Nefzika heated up from the tanner, it fell back into the Korban Pesach. So look, here is yitel es mekaymai, more than just kli for just peeling it, but yitel means take out well inside it, because so this gravy-like is dissolved, is balaya inside. So if you have to go inside it, that's called yitel es mekaymai. You have to take away the kubek, the thickness of an etzpa inside the meat. What's going to be notaf me here. What's going to be notaf meirot velasolus? Let's say some of the juice of the Korban Pesach falls on flour. So now yikum etes mekaymai. Before you eat this flour, you have to like take off the part of it. Yikum etes means take a handful of that place where the juice went into this flour. Because the pshat was talking about the case where the solus itself, the flour itself, was hot, and now not the meirot for the boss of Pesach went on it, so it became hot now like nitzlo because of the solus. Therefore, that part of the Korban Pesach is also teat. That part is not considered a kliyesh. And therefore, what you have to do now is yikum etes mekaymai, me take out the roitev from this solus from the flour, that you should not eat this roitev, because that's not considered kliyesh, that's considered tzli, kedera, it's called tzli because of the kedera itself, because of the solus, therefore it's also teated. Here, Mishnah Gimel. Sochoi b'shem truma. Let's say you shmeared, you rubbed your Korban Pesach, the meat of it, with oil. That's truma. So let's see. Im chaburus kanim. If the people they're going to eat from this Korban Pesach are kahanim, yochel, they're allowed to eat from this Korban Pesach. It only has truma there, and the kohen's allowed to eat truma. What's going to be in Yisrael? Let's say the people eating this Korban Pesach are Yisraelim, so they're not allowed to eat truma. So let's see. Im chayv, if the piece of meat is still raw, then yidichenu, all you have to do is just wash it off to get the truma, the shemen, off it. V'yim tzlihu, but let's say you roasted this Korban Pesach that was shmeared with oil of truma, then yiklef esachitzon, you have to like peel off the outside of the meat in order for the Yisraelim to be able to eat from it. What's going to be sochoi b'shemen shemais hasheni? Let's say you took the oil that had kedushas mais hasheni on it and you shmeared it onto the Korban Pesach. You should not make it into money. Means let's value how much the shemen is worth, and say the bnei chabura has to pay their chilek of the shemen. As if the silas lad, you'll be paid it with the money. And the reason why we do not do this is shein paid the ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim. Once the ma'aser sheni reaches Yerushalayim, they're not allowed to be paid it anymore, but rather just have to eat it the way it is in Yerushalayim. So you're also, you are not poydu the ma'aser sheni, but rather you do not redeem it, rather just eat it the way it is. Here, Mishnah Dalet. Chamisha dvorim boyim betumo, v'yenin necholim betumo. Five types of kabonas could be brought, even though the bailam are tamei, but still they cannot be eaten when they are tamei. And that is ho'aymer, these are kabonas tibur, that's the oimer that's brought on the second day of Pesach, u'shtei halechem, this is what's brought on Shavuos, the lechem aponim, that's what's brought every Shabbos, v'zivchei shal mitzibur, this is brought on Shavuos, the shnei kivtzi atzeres, two shlomim, that's a korban tzibur that's brought on Shavuos, u'siri rosh chodoshim, or else the sirim that are brought for chatis on Rosh Chodesh, these are considered a korban tzibur. So on these halachas is that that even though the kain is tamei, let's say the sakin is tamei, still you let it bring the korban, because that's called the korban tzibur. We say tumas hutro tuchuye b'tzibur. So these kabonas are considered kabonas tzibur, and they have a zman, they have to be brought on a special day, therefore even though the kain is tamei that day, still they're allowed to bring the korban. But you're not allowed to eat it, even though usually these kabonas are eaten, but now since they're tumma, you're not allowed to eat them. However, ha pesach shabo betumma, necho betumma. In the case in Erev Pesach, where you have a hetter to bring the Korban Pesach, even though you're tumma, meaning to say, let's say, roiva of the tzibur are tumayim, tumma smes, or else let's say the kahanim are tumayim, or the klisharas is tumayim, and therefore could only be brought the tumma, that's the locha tumma is the chuyi betzibur, so you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, even though they are tumma. The halacha here is necho b'tumay, you're not eat it even though you're tumay also. And the reason is why? Shnei bo mitchil elo achilo, the ikar purpose of the Korban Pesach is to eat it. The other kabonis, the ikar is to bring the korban. Eating is not makif. But here by Korban Pesach, the ikar is to be able to eat from the Korban Pesach. So once we have had it to bring it b'tumah, hu adin, the same halacha applies, you're allowed to eat it even though you're tumay. Mishnei, nitmo habosov yalechem kayim. Let's say the meat of the korban of a Korban Pesach becomes a Tomei. But the Hachel of Kayim, the fats of the Korban, the Amurim, is still there. So Lachar is Eina Zorek Es Adam. You're not supposed to make as weak as Adam, because the Ikar of the Korban Pesach is teach from it, and here that the meat became Tomei. And we're not talking about here where it was brought for Tumah. We're talking about here that the Korban was first brought for Tyra. Let's say, Rov with its Hebrews Tor. They are Tor. Just after you made the Shechita, then the meat became Tomei. So since you're not allowed to eat from this meat, therefore there's no purpose in making this Rikas Adam. Because since you can't eat from this Korban, you're not Biyotza, the Korban, there's no Korban Pesach. Therefore you're not supposed to make this Rik, you do not bring this Korban. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say Nitmu HaChel, let's say the fat of the Korban is supposed to be marked around the Mizbeach. That became Tamei. But the Abosa, the meat of the Korban, is Kaim, is still Tor. Then the Locher is Zerik as Adam. You let him make his Rik as Adam, because the Iker is to eat from the meat, and since the meat is still Tor, you let him eat from the meat. Over Mikdoshim, but by a Korban, or the Kabonis, and again, the Locher is not this way. El Afa Pish, Nitma Abosa, the all other Kabonis, even though the meat becomes Tamei after the Shechita, still, Afa Pish, Nitma Abosa, even though the meat became Tomei, but as long as the chelov is still here, halacha is a zerik es adam, you're allowed to make this rik es adam, because it's enough to make this rik es adam to be matter the chelov on the mizbeach, even though you cannot eat from the korban, because with all other korbanos, the eating of it is not makif. Yeah, Mishnah Vov. What's going to be nitma ha-kohol? Let's say the whole Klal Yisrael became Tomei. They touched the mace, they have tumas mace on them, bishas erev Pesach. Oy Ruboy, or else the majority of Klai Yisrael became Tomei by Erev Pesach. Oy Shoyu Akahanim Timeyim Bakol Torum, or else even if the Klai Yisrael was Tor, but the Kahanim that have to bring the Korban, they are Tomei. So Lochras then Yiyosa Betuma, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, Yudal Benisin, even though either the Klai Yisrael is Tomei, or else the Kahanim are Tomei. We dash in the Pesach to Mayadoi, that the Korban Pesach is brought in Erev Pesach, even Vitumah, in the case where Rov of the Tzibah was Tomei, or else where all the Kahanim were Tomei. And since we hold Ein Korban Choluk, once that Rov of the Klai Yisrael was Tomei, so you're allowed to bring the Korban Vitumah, even the Torim are also allowed to bring the Korban Vitumah. What's going to be Nitma Miyut, only a minority of the Klai Yisrael were Tomei Mesim on Erev Pesach? Nitmu miyatakal, then the locher is hatorim oisim eserishin. The Klai Yisrael that's still Tor, they could bring the Korban Rishon b'tayro. The atimeyim, the minority of people that are tomei meis, oisim esersheni, that's the locher, they get nitcha, they are pushed off to bring a Korban sheni. On the next month, on Yud Dalad year, they bring a Korban sheni. That's called Pesach sheni. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin, Ha Pesach Shenizrak Domoy, a Korban Pesach on Yud Dalad Nisan, that the Kanim already brought the dam, spritzed the dam on the Mizbeach. V'yachakach, after this, Noideshu Tomei. Then we found out that the Baal, V'yachakach, and after this, Noideshu Tomei. Then we found out that the Bosa, the meat of the Korban is Tomei, or else the dam of the Korban is Tomei. And the shot is that became Tomei after the Shechita. So Lachor is at Tzitz Meratza. Still the Korban is kosher, because that's the cloud that sits. That's the Metzah, that's the ornament that's on the Metzach of the Kohen Gadol. That's Meratza Gudashem Sukim. It's Meratza on Tomei, even though the Bosser is Tomei. And by Korban Pesach, the part of the Ikar of the Korban is to eat the meat. And yet the meat is Tomei, you cannot eat from it. Still, that's the cloud that sits is Meratza. What's going to be Nitzm Haguf? We found out now that not the meat of the Korban is Tomei, but the owner, the Bailim of the Korban is Tomei, and he's not fit to eat from the meat now. So here the Locher is Einat Tzitz Meratza. The Tzitz does not help on this Tumah of the Guf. And therefore, you're not considered you a Yotzi Korban Pesach Rishon, and you'll have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Mifnei Shom, because it was said like this, that HaNozir V'Oisei Pesach, that a nazir that has to bring this Korbanos Nazirus, or else the person has to bring a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and now Shenoida, they found out that the Karbonis were Tomei. So Lachru is that Tzitz Meratza Tzumas Hadam, that the Tzitz is Meratza, that even though the Dam of the Korban became Tomei, if you made a Zrika, it's Meratza, it's Kosher. But V'ein had Tzitz Meratza Tzumas Aguf. But let's say the owner of the Korban was Tomei, so then the Tzitz does not help. The Tzitz is not Meratza on Tzumas Aguf. What's going to be though, the Mishnah says, Nitmo Tumas Hatoim, let's say the guf, the owner became Tomei, but not from a Tomei that's Vade that we know about, but a Tumas Hatoim means like a hidden tumor that nobody knew that tumor was there. Bishas, you walked over that place, nobody knew that there was a mace buried there. So that's Halachal Moshe Misinai, that here the Halachal is Hatzitz Maratza. Like even though later on we found out that you, the owner Vade, walked through that street. And now we find out that there was a mace buried there, but nobody knew about it before. So that's a special halacha that they said that tzitz is meratza, that the korban is still kosher, and therefore, that since the tzitz is meratza, the tzitz makes it, it's okay, that the korban is kosher, you'd be yotzi a pesach sheni, you would not have to bring a pesach, you're yotzi a pesach rishon, you would not have to bring a pesach sheni. Mishneches, what's going to be nitmor sholim erubai? Let's say the Korban Pesach, that most of the Korban means most of it, or else the old Korban became Tomei, all the meat of it became Tomei. So Allah is sorry for there's a mitzvah, you have to burn it. Lefnei Habira, you have to burn, like in the base of Mikdash itself, you have to burn Lefnei Habira. Filutz Machlek is exactly what does Lefnei Habira mean, but it's in the Harabai, it's in the base of Mikdash, that's the Makkum, you have to burn it. And also, Meyatzei Hamarocha, you'll have to take from the wood of the Morocco, the wood that's set aside to be put, to be burnt on the Mizbeach, you're allowed to take it. But you're not allowed to bring your own wood there. The Gemara explains, why not? Some say, it's the Kodesh Le'Levayish, we should not embarrass the people that do not have wood. Or some say, Meshum HaChashad, that if you start to bring your own wood there, we're afraid when you get finished burning, you'll have leftover wood, you take it home with you. And people think you're taking home your own, you're taking home Kachim, take wood, therefore we do not let you bring your own wood, but we want you to use the wood from the outside Hamarocha. What's going to be Nitma Miyutei, a minority of the meat of the Korban Pesach become Tamei, or else for Yanoisa, you left over just part of the Korban Pesach, then Lachar is Sarfa Noisa Bechatzarasayim. You'll have to burn it where you are in your own Chatzar, you don't have to bring it back, you do not have to bring it back to the base of Migdash, but you'll have to burn it in your own Chatzar, on your own courtyard. Oy agago sayim, or else on top of your roofs. And also, meyatze atzman, you're supposed to use your own wood, not the wood of the Marocha. Now, haitzakonim, means people that are very stingy, sarayim, sarfunos of neabira, they would always bring back the meat, even a small amount, to burn it in the base of Midish. Why? Bishruli honest meyatze Marocha, they wanted to have enjoyment from the wood of the Marocha, the wood that was set aside for the Mizbeach. In other words, they would not have to spend the money to use their own wood. So the stingy people used to do this. Mishneh Tes. HaPesach SheYotzo. A Korban Pesach that the meat of it went outside the Chaymas of Yerushalayim. The Lachal Ner of Pesach, that's Lachal Kochim Kalim, that you're allowed to eat it any place in Yerushalayim. But if you take it outside Yerushalayim, there's a Psul Yotzei. Oy SheNitmo. Or else, let's say the meat became Tomei on Erev Pesach. Halach with Yisarif Miyad. You're supposed to burn it right away on Erev Pesach. You do not have to wait till the meat stays overnight. But you're allowed to burn it right away. That's called a Psul Haguf. What's going to be Nitmu HaBailim? That the Korban itself is still Tor. Just the owner of the Korban, he became Tomei. Oy Shemes, or else the owner of the Korban died. So now, true, nobody's going to eat it. But there's no psul in the goof of the korban. It's a psul machmas dovrachar because of the owner. And here the lochrish, you're not allowed to burn it right now, but rather you have to wait to ubar tsurosa. You'll have to wait till the form of it, the tsura, changes. Meaning to say, you have to leave it overnight, let it have a psul leaner on it, and then the yisarif, you're allowed to burn it. But here, if you leave it overnight till the next morning, it's Pesach. You're not allowed to burn these kabonis, this psul on Yom Tov itself. Therefore, the Mishnah says, because of Yom Tov, you have to wait for Yisar Peshishos, and you first could burn it on the 16th day, the first day of Cholamoid Midiraisa. Reb Yechon ben Baruka, Yechon uses this to say, Av zeh yisorf miyad. He holds no, even this, the fact that the owner died or the owner became tameh, also was enough to give you a heter to burn it right away. The fi shein lo yechlem, because now the korban is left without the owner, nobody could eat it. That's also considered like a psul haguf in the korban, therefore you're allowed to burn the korban right away. And the Gemara explains that Yechon Mabruk is talking about that the only became tameh before this rikas adam. So the korban was never fit to be eaten, so that's also considered a psul haguf. But let's say they made the shechit in this rik, and at that time the owner was tor. So there was a zaman that was fit to be eaten. Just later the owner became tameh, then he would also agree that's not called like a psul haguf, that you cannot burn the meat right now, but rather you have to wait till tu'uba tzerosoi, till the meat stays overnight, and will have a psul lina, psul leisachal on it, and then you have to burn it. But again, you cannot burn it on the morning of Pesach, it's the Yom Tov. You'll have to wait till the 16th day of Nisan and burn it then. Like in Yerushalayim, there's only one day Yom Tov, you could burn it on the 16th day.
Here, Mishnah Yud. Ho'atzomois, the bones of the Korban Pesach, v'hagidim, and the veins of the Korban Pesach, v'hanoiser, or the meat of the Korban Pesach that's left overnight, became noiser. Salochar is Yisor for Bishishosa. These three things have to be burnt. Just you cannot burn it on Pesach in the morning, it's Yom Tif. So therefore the Mishnah says you have to wait until the 16th day in the morning, until the 16th day in the morning, and then you can burn it the first day of Chol HaMoed. And the Gemara explains the Mishnah means Hatzamas, the bones, because the bones of the Korban Pesach, we know there's a law not to break them. That's the Mesishbro Boy. And therefore there is the marrow inside the bone that becomes nicer. So therefore, since the bone itself, like is mishamish, protects the marrow, it itself also has a locha like nicer. Therefore, it means you're supposed to burn the bones. And then the gidim means the veins also have a locha like nicer on it. And who are then the nicer, the meat itself. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be if chal shishos aliyas b'Shabbos? Let's say the first day Chol HaMoed comes out on Shabbos. So the first day Pesach was on Friday, and the second day is on Shabbos, then the locher is Yisor for Beshiva Osor. You first burn this Nisor on the 17th day in the morning. And the reason is, Lefi She'enam Adoichin Lo Yasa Shabbos Lo Yasa Yom Tov. That is not Doichin, not Shabbos, not Yom Tov. Even though there's a mitzvah in burning it. So Chur, let's say Esay should be Doichin Lo Yasa Say of Yom Tov. And the Gemara says, no, because Yom Tov has an Esay to it also. An Esay of resting. And therefore the Klal is an Esay, is not Doichin Lo Yasa Say and an Esay. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Kol ha-nechol b'shor ha-godol. Any part of the meat is edible by a big ox, meaning to say that even when the behemoth becomes nice and big, still if you could take that part of the meat and cook it up well, it's edible. So then the loch is ye'ochel b'gdi horach. You could eat from that, from the Korban Pesach. Now the Korban Pesach is brought from a young gdi, a young kid that's only 1 year old. So therefore we have to be afraid that some of the meat, even though it's soft right now, but maybe when the animal will become older, it will become harder and you won't be able to eat it. So therefore that meat is not fit to be eaten for the Korban Pesach. You can't be nimna on a korban to eat that part of the meat. So therefore the Mishnah says only the type of meat that even when the animal becomes nice and big, still will be edible, even though then you could only eat it through cooking it up well. And even though now on the gedi, this kid is enough just to roast it, still it's okay. But something that when the animal becomes big like a shor, you can't eat it at all. So now when the animal is young also, you cannot be mamuna, you cannot be appointed on the Korban Pesach to eat that part of the meat. And now the Mishnah explains, what are we talking about? For Rosh Kinofayim, that's the top part of the shoulders, that type of meat, even though it becomes older, it gets hard, but it's still edible. So therefore, right now when the animal is young also, you could use it for Korban Pesach. And vihas chusim. That's also, Rashi says, that's the part of the ears, the inside of the ears, also even though it gets hard later, but still you could cook it up well and you could eat it. Or it could be the chozer, the breast of the animal, its lois, the ribs of the animal. Also, these things are considered edible that you could be mamuna on a Korban Pesach. Now the Mishnah says, Hashaver esa etzem ba Pesach ator. If somebody breaks the bone of a Korban Pesach, that the Korban Pesach is tor, is Hareza Loika Boim, you get Malkus, that's a Lavatar, you get Malkus for this. Avol HaMoyser Bator, but somebody leaves over noiser. Someone leaves over the meat. You do not eat the meat. Just leave it over. You're over lav of noiser. Or else we hashaver. If you break a bone batame from a korban that was tamei, then the locher is ain a loike as a boy. You do not get malchus. Now the locher reason why by noiser you do not get malchus is because the Torah gives the mitzvah essay to go and burn it right away. So it's like a lav anitically essay. Therefore you do not get malchus. Or else because it's considered a lav shein by meiser. And by this ashaver of tamei. Because the pasuk says the etzem leshishpru boy, we dashim from the word boy means the Torah only gave a lav on a Pesach tor and not on a Pesach tamei. Your Mishnah Yud Beis, Eiver sheyotze miksosoi. You have an eiver, a limb of the korban Pesach that was taken outside its mechitzit, its walls where you're supposed to eat it. Now let's say it was taken outside of Yerushalayim. It has the psul yotze on that limb of the animal, of the korban. So locharit, that limb is osetit, the rest of the korban is mutetit. So din is chaytech, you have to cut the meat that went out, you have to cut it off like, but you're not allowed to break the bone of the korban pesach, you can't just chop it off. Therefore chaytech, you have to cut down achi megi elietzim until you reach the bone. When you reach the bone, then v'kolif, then you have to like peel off the rest of the meat, until you come to the joint where it joins, and there cut it off. So therefore, the part that's also you'll burn, and the part that's mut you'll not eat. Over mikdashim, but a regular korban, but the korban is in the mikdash, then there's no problem. Kaitzeitz the kaifetz, take a hatchet like, and just chop off the part that went out with its bone, because the other korban is shamed by mishum shvira setzim. There's no issue of breaking the bone by other kabbonis. That's the best eitzah. Now the Mishnah goes to explain what's called chutz from Yerushalayim, what's called inside. So Mishnah says, Mino agaf ulefnim kelefnim. Agaf, that's like the doorpost of the door where the door closes upon. So from that inwards is called inside Yerushalayim. Mino agaf ulechutz kelechutz. And the part from the door closes the outside, that's to the outside. What's the lock of the in-between itself, the doorpost itself? Also has a lock like the chutz, like the outside. Ha-chaloynes, the windows, or let's say the chaymes of Yerushalayim. V'yuvi ha-chaymo, the thickness of the wall itself around Yerushalayim. That's klifnim, that has the same lock like the pnim, like inside Yerushalayim, we will not have the psul of yotzei. Only by the agav, by the doorpost there, that we say the thickness of the doorpost itself has a lach like chutz, like outside Yerushalayim. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Shtei chaburis, you have two different groups of people. Shoyu oichlois v'bayisecha, they're eating the korban pesach in one house. Eilo hoivchin es pneyem helach v'ichlim. These five people, said it's one group of people, have a right to turn their face towards one side and eat. The eilo and the other five people, hoivchin es pneyem, they could turn their face the other opposite way, or halach, the opposite way of yechlan, and eat. In other words, even though they're both eating from one korban pesach in one house, that's the loch from one korban pesach, you're allowed to eat it, b'shtei chaburus, two different groups. And the Mishnah says, they ha-mechem, the hot water kettle-like, the emtze is in between the two groups. They used to take the hot water and mix it with their wine. So it's in between the two groups to make it easy for both of them to take from it. Now, k'shar shamish oimid limzoi, when the waiter like gets up to dilute the wine, so he's eating with one chabura. Now the locher is, if you're eating with one chabura, you're not allowed to eat in the second chabura. You can't eat the korban in two different chaburas. So therefore the shamish, this waiter now, when he gets up to serve the other group, kaifetz has piv, he has to close his mouth, omaster has ponev, and turn around his face, achimigi etz chaburos, until he gets back to his own chabura, we start to eat. Because when he's going to serve now the other chabura, it should not even look like he's eating there. That people should not be choshed him that he's eating the korban in two different chaburas. The oichel, and then when he comes back to his own place, then he can finish eating from the korban pesach. Now the hakala or bride is hoifechet es punev yochel. She's allowed to turn her head around to the side and eat, because even though she started to eat with the chabura. But a kala, like a bride, gets embarrassed that people are looking at her. So she has to, right in the middle of her eating, in the middle of the Kfarnis Chabura, to turn around a little bit and eat with her face the opposite way. And the Chiddush is not considered
like she's making two chaburas, since it's really part of the same chabura. Yeperek Shemini. Mishnah Aleph. Ha'isha, a married lady, bezman she bebeis baila, when she's living with a husband, in the husband's house, shochat alea baila, let's say a husband shecht le korm pesach and had her in mind, but also the shochat alea hovia, her father also had her in mind, and her father back at home, at his house, also had a korm pesach, the shechita done for his daughter. So locher is toichal misho baila, she's supposed to eat from a husband's a korban. Because minas tam, we say, most probably das is to be part of the korban that a father made for her. And this one, Abizman, they had Sholem b'nehim. Now, ho choregu rishon lasa the beis aviya. Usually the minig is that the first yom tif, after they got married, they go to her parents. So, now the first yom tif was Pesach. So now, it's usually going to the beis aviya. So what happened now was shochat alehovi, let's say her father in his house made a shechitas korban pesach for her, but also b'shochat alebailo, her husband back at his house shechted also the korban for his wife. So in this case now toicha b'mokim she writes her, she has the choice to choose which one she wants to eat by her father or by her husband. The Gemara says this is not totally in Breira, because we say she had to make up her mind before the shechita was done to which one she wants to be part of. All right, turn over. Yosom. Now the Mishnah says, Yosom, a person doesn't have parents, a katan, an orphan. So, sheshachatu olav apetropsin. Let's say he had two guardians over him, who was taking care of the parents' property. And both of them shecht the korban, or one shecht korban pesach for him. So locher is yoichel b'mokim shereitza. Again, the yosim have the right to choose which one he wants to eat by, and that one makes the shechita for the yosim. Eved shel shnei shutfim. Let's say you have an eved kenani. There are two people own him, the shutfis, partners. So lo yoichel mishol shneim, and they both shecht the korban pesach, and both of them have in mind their hair for their eved. So the din is, this eved cannot eat from either one of them. And the Gemara says the case talking about where both shutfim alai makbid zel zeh, they do not want to have any enjoyment from the other one. So therefore it's also. But in the case where they both agree that he could eat by one of them, then chita the other could eat by that owner, he's allowed to eat by him the korban pesach. Now the Mishnah says misha chetzia eved the chetzia ben chonetziav and eved kenani that was half freed. Let's say beginning two people owned him, and one of them freed his half, so he remains half freed and half an eved. Slachu is lo yoichel masharab, he's not let from the korban pesach of his master. Because minastam we say the master only had mind to appoint the part that's an eved, not to appoint the part that's cheres. Therefore, that part has no right to eat from the korban pesach. But if the eved wants to, he's let eat from his own. If he'll have a korban pesach, somebody gave him something, al menashe shein rabbi rishusba, then he could eat from his korban pesach. Mishnah Beis, Ha'im Eli Avdai. Somebody says to his eved, that's his eved Kenani, say Ushchait Olai Es Pesach. I'm making you a shliach to go and shecht to me the korban pesach. But he did not say exactly from which animal he wants to use for the korban, whether he wants to use a lamb or a kid. He didn't say which one. So that one was now Shochad Gedi. Let's say the eved goes and shechts a kid, so locher is yoicha. We say min astam the bailam is nicher on that, so it's a good korban. The owner can eat from it. Shochat, let's say he shechts a little sheep. So then the locher is yoicha, also the same thing. What's going to be shochat gediu tle? Let's say the eved now made a shechita on both of them. He shechted a gedi, a kid, and a sheep. So locher is and a lamb. Slacher is Yechem and Arishim. The owner should eat from the first one, because the first one is Yotza, the mitzvah is Korban Pesach, and the second one is not a Korban anymore. What's going to be Shochach Ma'omel or Rabbi? Let's say the master told this Eved which one he wanted to be for his Korban Pesach, and the Eved forgot which one. So Kate said, Yasser, what should the Shliach do right now? Shemishni says, what he should do is Yishchoy Tileo Gdi. Let the shliach now shecht both. Let him shecht both the shem korban pesach, Otle to lamb, ugdi and a kid. For Yom, let him say like this. Im gedi amali rabbi, if my master told me that he wanted a gedi, a kid, so then gedi shaloi, the gedis that I'm shechting now should be for my master. For tele shali, and the young lamb that I'm taking now, that should be for myself. What's going to be vim, and he said the opposite way, vim tle amali, let's say my master told me his should be the tle. So then tle shaloi, the tle belongs to my master, it's his carbon. O gedi shali, and the kid that belongs to me. Then the Gemara says the case is talking about that this Eved now has to go to the shepherd of the master and tell the shepherd what happened, and the shepherd gives him two of his two animals, and he has in mind like a Tanai, whichever one goes to the master belongs to the master, and the other one is given this Eved now from Matana, Menashe, and Rabbi Shuspo, therefore the Eved can make the other korban for himself. What's going to be the Mishnah says, let's say Shochach Rabbi Ma'omaloi, let's say the master forgot which one he told the shliach to do. So loch was now shneiem yaitz lebeisas reifa. Both of them have to be burnt. Because now the master himself also forgot which one, so we do not know which one is his or which one is the eved. Therefore, neither of them can eat it, because you can't eat somebody else's korban. So you have to wait till tu b'tzeroson, till it leaves it overnight, till it becomes noisa-like, and then you could burn it. But upturim melasas pesach sheni, both of them are potter for bringing the korban pesach sheni, because both of them were yotza, they had a shechita done for them, so they're both yotza the korban pesach. You're holding by Mishnah Gimel. Ho'ime lebonav. If a man says to his children, "Hareini shechit as a pesach, I'm going to shecht my korban pesach al mi sheyale mikem rishon l'rishlayim, and I should also appoint whichever one of you reach Yerushalayim first." He did this in order to make his children go there fast. So the locher is, Kevon Shehichnes Arishin Reish of Rubai, as soon as the first son came into Yerushalayim, that his head and most of his body came into Yerushalayim, the locher is Zocha B'cholkoi, that son is Zocha to be part of the Korban Pesach, and the Chiddush is, U'mezakeh Achav Imoi, his other brothers also get a share in this Korban Pesach. But the Gemara explained, it's not a question of Breir over here, because really the father had in mind to appoint all his sons. He only spoke this way to mezarez them to make them do it fast and carefully. Then the Mishnah says, L'oilam nimnim olov ad sheyehei boi kezayis l'chol echad v'yechad. You could appoint as many people as you want on your Korban Pesach, as long as there's enough for each one of them to eat at least a kezayis of the meat. Like you can't do a kind of mitzvah achil unless you eat a kezayis worth of it. Now, nimnin u'moishchin es shidei mimenu ad sheyishchit. You could appoint people on the Korban Pesach, and then u'moishchin withdraw them, take them off, and appoint other people. Keep on going back and forth up until you make the shechita of the korban. But once you make the shechita of the korban, you can't change it anymore. Whoever's mamuna, they are the one, and you can't take it away. You can't change it. Rabbi Shimon says, no, even after Shechita, still you could change it until you make this Rikas Adam. And the Gemara explains that Shimon argued in the Tanakama, and he says that they could retract. In other words, you can't appoint any more new people after Shechita, but the people that were appointed already, they could be Moshech. They could retract and go off this place, off the Korban, and take a different Korban up until the Zerika. But once the Kohen makes the Zerika, that's it. Then they're ready Yotza the Mitzvah, and they cannot retract from this Korban anymore. Mishnah Dalet. Hamemane imoy acherim b'chalkoi. If you want to appoint other people with you on your chelik, your portion of the Korban, so locher is, Rashoyin b'nei chabura litin lo yeshaloi. The rest of the people of this chabura have right to tell you, listen, we first appointed you, we thought you were alone going to eat with us, but now that you want to take your portion and divide it up with other people, we'll give you your portion. Litin lo yeshaloi, but vu eichel mishaloi v'nechel mishalhem, you eat your portion by yourself with your people, and we'll eat the rest of the korban by ourselves. We don't want to be mixed up with your company. And in other words, this mission holds that one korban could be eaten by two different chaburas. You don't have to be all together. You could make up two different chaburas, two different groups, on one korban. Mishnehei, zav sherosh terias. You have a man that saw twice zav, and the locher is that he's tamei for 7 days. halacha is shoychetin olav ashri. On the seventh day of his tumah, let's say it comes out on the erev of Pesach, so he's allowed to have a korban Pesach brought for him. They could check the korban Pesach for him, because by evening he could become Torah ready, go to the mikvah on the seventh day, and by evening Beherashemesh, he'll be Torah, he'll be able to eat from the korban. So therefore you have a right to check the korban Pesach for him. What's going to be Ror Shalish? Let's say the man saw three times, 3 days in a row, rose three times, Zav, then the Lachri is he has to bring a korban. Not only is he tummy for 7 days, but after 7 days, then on the eighth day he has to bring a korban. And Kozma doesn't bring the korban, he's also not fit to catch him. So then the Lachri is Shechetin Olav Bashmini Shaloi. On the eighth day of his tumah, the eighth day of the day, he could bring a korban, he could bring his korban to make himself tor. So even before he brings his korban, still he's allowed to have the korban Pesach Shechted for him. Because again, he'll be able to bring his korban kaporo the rest of the day on Erev Pesach, and by evening he'll be able to eat from the korban. What's going to be Shomeres Yoim Keneged Yoim? This is a lady, an Isha, that the loch is, has to do with Hilchos Nida, that the loch is an Isha first sees, we know she's Tomei for 7 days. When she first sees Dam blood, a period like, she's Tomei for 7 days. Even though she doesn't see for 7 days straight, Midiraisi, she's Tomei for 7 days. Midiraisa, after that, when she stops seeing, she could go to the mikveh on the seventh day. She could go to the mikveh after the 7 days, and she become tor. Now the loch is the next 11 days after the first 7. If she sees dam, then so she does not become automatically tummy for 7 days, but rather only that one day she's tummy. That's called the shemeres yom keneged yom. Any one of these 11 days after she saw a first riyah, that has loch of a shemeres yom, that she sees one day, she's tummy only that one day, and at night time she becomes Torah ready, she goes to the mikvah. Same thing if she sees 2 days straight, the same thing. If she sees 3 days straight, then she becomes a zavam, that she's tummy, she needs 7 nikiyim. She has to wait till she stops seeing, and then she has to count 7 days that she does not see at all, and then she can first go to the mikvah. So again, first we're starting off now, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, during these 11 days, that she sees 1 day, so she's only tummy for that day. So Lachar is, Shechtin Olea B'Sheini Shaloh. On the second day, they're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach for her. Let's say the second day was Erev Pesach, so she could have a Korban Pesach brought for her, like she saw yesterday. So Lachar is, the next day she has to watch herself to make sure she's tor, even though she went to the mikvah. But still, she has to wait, like she's called the Shemeres Yom, she has to wait that whole day to make sure she does not see again, and then she's first mutter tikkachim. So, since at night time she'll be mutter tikkachim, they can bring the Korban Pesach for her today on Erev Pesach. What's going to be Rosh Hashanah? Let's say this lady saw 2 days in a row, so she's not a Zava, she's not like a man. A man sees 2 times, he's called a Zava already. But by an Isha, she has to see 3 times in a row. So that's the Shoni saw 2 times. So it's still called the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. So Lachuriz Shechtin Olea Bashlishi, on the third day, that's the day that she has to watch herself to make sure she does not see again. And if she does not see again on the third day, she's able to eat Kachim at night time. So therefore you're allowed to have the Korban Pesach Shechted for her, because by evening she'll be allowed to eat from it. She has Zava, but let's say once she sees 3 times in a row, so now she's Zokuk, she has to have Zayin Akim. Shechtin Olea Bashmini, you're allowed to Shecht on the eighth day, because she's not fit to go to the mikvah until it comes the eighth day, or else the night after the 7 days. So therefore you cannot shech the Korban Pesach on Shvi, because she's not fit yet. So you have to first wait till the eighth day. If the eighth day comes out on Erev Pesach, then even before she goes to the mikvah, you could shech the Korban Pesach for her. Of course, the halacha again of a Zavar is that out the mikvah alone, she can go this after the seventh day. But the problem is she has to bring a korban, though. She's called the Mechusa Kapara. And the korban she can first bring on the eighth day. So therefore, if Erev Pesach comes on the seventh day, there'll be no way she'll be mutter to eat a korban at night time. Because she's the Mechusa Kapara, she has to bring a korban. So therefore, we have to wait till the eighth day. On the eighth day, then we let her bring a korban, then we could shech the korban Pesach for her. Because it's fit to bring the korban on the eighth day. And then by evening, she'll be able to eat from the korban Pesach. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Vov, Ho'inein v'yamafakeches agal. Ho'inein means somebody that was mace, one of his krovim died, and he did not get around yet to bury him yet.
is called an einin. The locher is midirais, and einin is not allowed to eat kachim, but only the first day, that's all. By night time already, midirais is allowed to eat from karbonis. So therefore, if it becomes an einin on Erev Pesach, still we could bring a korban Pesach for him, because by evening he's allowed to eat from the korban. And the Mishnah says, V'hamafechech es hagal, the same thing as somebody, let's say, wall caved down on somebody, and you're there to try and save him, and you don't know if the person is dead or not, so you don't know if you touched the mace yet. So min asafik, you're allowed to have a korban Pesach brought for you. V'chein, the same thing, mishift, hichu, loitziyum, mevei sasurim. Somebody that was in jail, and they like promised him now that he's going to be free, he'll be able to come out by tonight. So since he'll be out by tonight, he'll be able to eat from the Korban Pesach, therefore that's the locho, we could shech the Korban Pesach for him. Then the Mishnah says the same thing apply, v'hachoyle, somebody that's sick, v'yazok, and an older person, shein yechoylem lechol kezayis, as long as they're fit to eat the kezayis of the meat from the Korban Pesach, the locher is, and all these people, l'shechetin aleihem, who are allowed to have the Korban Pesach geshechten, make the shechit on Erev Pesach, in order they'll be able to eat at least the kezayis of it by evening at night time. Now the Mishnah says, akulon, on all these cases, ein shechetin aleihem if neyatzim. You're not allowed to shech the Korban Pesach just for this one person. Why? Because Shema Yavi was a Pesach day psul. You have to be afraid. Maybe this chole will not be able to eat. Maybe the zok will not be able to eat. Maybe the oinein, he won't be able to eat at night. Maybe he will come tell me, I'll have to touch the mace maybe. So in all these cases, there's a suffix. So therefore, even though we shech the Korban Pesach, but it has to be that somebody else was appointed on it also. So for sure, it'd be eaten. It's not called you brought the Pesach lipsul. But only for the one of these people, and then we're choshesh, maybe the Pesach will be possible, you don't bring it. The Fikuch, the Mishnah says, Emeira ben Psul, let's say something happened out of these people that they made the Shechitas Korban Pesach, Bechabura, and one of them was a chol, one was an oinein, and something happened to that oinein, or that chol, and they were not able to eat the korban at night. Halacharis Pturim, Elasas Pesach Sheini, it's said that the korban was brought for them, and the potter for bringing a Pesach Sheini. Chutz excluding, menemafakeach bagal, excluding the first case, the second case, where a person is trying to uncover this wall that fell down to see if there's a mace there or not, the person's alive or not. Shutami mitchilosai. The case of that later on, we find out that the person was a mace, so we have to be afraid at the beginning when you first went over there, he was already mace, so therefore you become tame mace, and therefore the shchitlag was not done for you. If you're a Tommy Mace, you can't have a Shechita for you. Therefore, it's like you did not have a Korban Pesach, you have to bring a Pesach a Sheni.
Mishnah Zayin. Ein Shechten es a Pesach al Yochid. You're not supposed to bring a Korban Pesach just for one person. You have to have a Chabur, at least two people. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi Mat. Rabbi Yaisi says, no, you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach even for one person. Afilu Chab. Now, Mishnah says, Afilu Chabur Shomeya. Let's say you have a chabur of 100 people, but none of them can eat from the korban, or not even a kezayis worth, so you don't bring ein shechtem lehem, you can't bring the korban. Because you have to have people eating from the korban. You can't make a chabur of just ladies, or else avodim and have a kenani, or else of ketanim. And the more explains, the mitzvah say you can't make a chabur just of ladies and avodim together. Or else a chabur of avodim and ketanim, because mishum pritzus, but a chabur just of ladies, that you're allowed to bring a korban just for noshim. Mishneches.
Oinein, that means somebody that was mace, one of his seven kroivim were mace, so alocharit is not his potter for more mitzvahs. So alocharit, let's say he became an oinein on Erev Pesach, so Taifu is allowed to go to the mikvah, v'yokol es pischol Erev, and by evening he's allowed to eat from the korban Pesach. Because midirais and oinein only has a din aninus, only yom echad, the first day. At night time, it's only midirabbanan. And therefore, the rabbanan did not put their halachis connected this mitzvah of korban pesach, which has a chiyuv koras to it. Therefore, an oinein is allowed to eat from the korban pesach at night time. Avoloi b'kodeshim, but other kodeshim, it's only a mitzvah asay to eat from. He has nowhere to teach from it, calls money an oinein, until after the kvura. Hashemeya al Mace, let's say somebody heard that one of his craving was mace, that he has the chiyuv to be misabel upon it, to become an ovil. or else, in other words, not that he was maced now, the person was buried already, just you did not hear about it yet. Somebody told you now, Rachmonis, that your brother died last week and he was buried already. Or else, for Yahamalakit loy atzomis, or else, somebody that collected together the bones of his father or his mother in order to bury them in a kever kavua. Let's say up until now they were buried in a temporary place. And now he wanted to have them moved to another place. So Allah reads that Midirabonon Yotame, even if you don't touch the Atzamis. So therefore, the Allah is Teufel is let it go to the mikveh that day. The Yechel B'Kotchem, by evening, is let it from Kotchem. And here it's not only a Korm Pesach, even Shah Kotchem also. Because Allah of Yom Shemay, if you hear that somebody was maced today, or else the Yom of Likud Atzamis, you only have it in Einin El Midirabonon. And it's only the first day and not by night. Therefore, by night time, you'll not eat even shar kochim. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be ger shenis gaya verve Pesach? Let's say a goy became a Jew on Erev Pesach. So Beisham, Amr Beisham, I says, toivil, this ger now, she go to the mikvah. The yechel is pischal erev, he's allowed to eat from the korm Pesach at night time. That's Beisham Mishita. But Ubeisila Mesilu says no, that ha perish min orlo, whoever was perish separated now from orlo, is kaperish min a kevus, like you're separating from a mace, and therefore this gear has tumas mace on him, and he has to wait till he has hazoi sprinkles on him from the mechatis on shlishi and shvi, and then he first could become tohor. And the Gemara explains this to machlekes Beisham Mesilu is a gezer with the kalocha. When the guy becomes a Jew, he's Mizgayer, he's not Tomei, he could eat the Korban Pesach right away. Just Beis Hillel holds it's Gzeira that maybe on Erev Pesach this guy touched the mace, and he's not Tomei Midiraisa, because the guy is now Makabel Tuma. And then he was Mizgayer, and if we're going to let him eat the Korban Pesach, maybe next year after he became a Jew, the same thing may happen again. He also may touch a mace on Erev Pesach. And they'll think, listen, last year I touched the mace and I was able to eat from the Korban Pesach. So he may come to do the same thing next year. Therefore, Beis Hillel says you have to make a gzeirah to give him a din tumah even this year. But it's only gzeirah de galocha. And Beis Shammah does not make this gzeirah. You're up to Perek Chi, Mishnah Aleph. Mi shehoye tomei oivaderech rechoyke, somebody that was tomei on Erev Pesach, he had tumas mace on him. Or else he was Bederech Rechoyker, is a faraway place from the Beis Migdash that he cannot come to bring the Korban Pesach. So the Loyos Rishon, and therefore he did not bring the Korban Pesach on Arbos, on Yudalad Benisim. So Locher is Yas Esesheni, he has a mitzvah to bring a Pesach Sheni on Yudalad Beir, like the Torah says. Shogag, what's going to be if a person was a Shogag, he forgot an Erev Pesach to bring the Korban Pesach? Or else an oinus happened, there was some siba, something happened, he was not able to bring the Korban Pesach, he got very, very sick, he was an onus, it wasn't his fault, he was not able to bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. For lo yoses a Rishon, he did not bring the Korban Pesach a Rishon. For locher also, yases a Sheini, they have a mitzvah to bring a Korban Pesach on Yudalad B or a Pesach Sheini. So Mishnah says, if so, if the locher did not only apply to Tomei and Derech Rechoyko, how come the Torah specifies these two cases, a person that was Tomei or a person that was in a faraway place? It's not only these two, or Shogeg and Oinus also have the same halacha. So the Mishnah explains, She'elu Peturim Mikoros, because these cases, they're potter from Koros, V'yelu, but in these cases, Chayovim Bikoros, they're Chayiv Koros. Now the Rambam explains this Mishnah that when it says She'elu Peturim Mikoros means the first two, means the Tomei and Derech Rechoyka. So they did not bring a Pesach Rishon. Let's say then by Pesach Sheni, they also did not bring it. So they're potter from Koros, because by Pesach Rishon, they were Nitcha, they were potter from the Mitzvah. And by Pesach Sheni, even though then they did not bring it, there's no Chiyuv Koros on a Pesach Sheni. But V'elu, a person that was a Shogag or was an Enes, he had a chiv to bring a Pesach Rishon. He had no Ptur in a Pesach Rishon. Therefore, the chiv Koros is upon him. Just if he would have brought a Korban Pesach Sheni, he'd be Potter from Koros. But now that he did not bring a Pesach Sheni, he's chayiv Koros. Now, Mishnah Beis. Eizehi Derech Rechoyka. what's called a far away from Yerushalayim that he's potter from bringing a Pesach Rishon? So Rabbi Kiva holds min ha-moidiyim olachutz. If he's from this city, this place called Medim, and outside Medim, which is 15 mil outside Yerushalayim, that's called Derech Rechoike, he's potter from Pesach Rishon. Not only on this one side, but any side like a circle around Yerushalayim, if you're 15 mil away from Yerushalayim, you're potter from Pesach Rishon. And this is how much a normal person could walk half a day from Netzach Hama to Chatzai Sayyim, you could walk 15 mil. Therefore, let's say by Chatzai Sayyim, when it starts the beginning of the Zaman, Shchitas Pesach, you are from Medim or Lachutz, you are 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. So even if you started to walk then, you would not come in time to bring the Korban Pesach, therefore you're potter. These are Divrei Rabbi Kiva, these are the words of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, meyiskupas ha'azoru v'lachutz. If you're from the doorpost or the threshing floor, from the Azor outside, in other words, you're outside the Azor, you also have this p'tur of Derech Rechoika, that you do not have to be 15 mil outside Yerushalayim. Even if you're inside Yerushalayim, just you're outside the Beis Hamikdash, and something happened, you became very sick, or some ikuv happened that you're not able to come to bring the Korban Pesach, you also have the p'tur, according to Reb Lezer, like in the Mishnah before, you would not be chayav koros if you do not bring a Pesach Sheni, because you're potter from a Pesach Rishon. Since you're outside the Azorah, if you cannot bring the Korban for some Sibo, you have a p'tur. So Rabbi Yosef says, the fikach therefore, nokod al hei leimer, in the Torah when it says the hei, on the word rechoika, the hei has a dot on top of it. When it says, I b'derech rechoika, why? So, like leimer comes to teach us, leimer f'neisha rechoika vade, not because you're really 15 mil outside Yerushalayim, that you cannot walk inside to the Beis Hamikdash, El rather may yiskupa sazora v'lachut, as long as you're outside the Beis Hamikdash, you're outside the Azorah, and something came up that you're not able to come inside the Beis Hamikdash bring the Korban Pesach, you also have this p'tur of being v'derech rechoika. Now Mishnah Gimel, ma bein Pesach Rishon l'Sheni. What's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Harishon, when you bring the Korban Pesach on Yudalet Benisin, also about Yeroi, not let have any chametz around. You can't see chametz v'lo yimotze. You can't find chametz. But if you bring a Pesach Sheni on Yudalet Biur, matzah v'chametzim b'bavai is true. You have to eat matzah, but you're allowed to have chametz around in the house. Harishon toin halo be'achilosai. When you eat Leil Pesach, your tezvov by night, you have to say halo. When you eat the Korban Pesach, v'yashen v'yit. The Korban Pesach Hasheni and the Tan Halal Bechlosi do not have to say Halal b'shash you eat from the Korban. And the Gemara Dashan, this has to be a Leil that's Mekudish Lechag that has a Yomtiv to it, and that's Leil Tezvov, Mashenkin Leil Tezvov of Eir has no Yomtiv to it, therefore you do not have to say Halal b'shash you eat from the Pesach Sheni. But Zev is Zev, both the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni, Tunin Halal Basiyosim, b'shash they bring the Akrov, b'shash they make the Shechita and the Akrov of the Korban, then you have to say Halal, even by Yudalet Be'ir. V'necholim Tzali, you're supposed to eat both of them roasted, Al Matzu Murorim, you're supposed to have Matz and Morah, b'shash you eat even the Pesach Sheni. V'doichin Es HaShabbos, let's say Yudalet Be'ir comes in on Shabbos, you're also allowed to bring a Pesach Sheni even on Shabbos. Mishnah Dalet, Ha Pesach Shabbos Betumo, Lo Yochlu Memenu, Zovin Vizovois, Nidois Vyoldois, but Vimochlu Pturum Mikoros, if they do eat from it, the potter from Koros. So Mishnah is talking about a Pesach Shabbos Betumo means we had before, if Rav of the Tzibur of Klai Yisrael is Tomei on Erev Pesach, they're Tomei Meis, so the Torah says you're allowed to bring the Korban even though you're Tomei. And you're allowed to eat from the Korban also. But who's allowed to eat from the Korban? Only a person that has a Tomei Meis on him. But not a Zovin, a person that's a Zav, or a Zovist, Ishta became a Zova, or else a Nido of Yeledis, Ishta later gave birth. These ladies have Din Tumor on them. And of this Din Tumor, there's no Het to eat from the Korban Pesach. But the Mokhlu, if they do eat from the Korban Pesach, still Pturmi Korus. We darshan the pasuk that since a tumim asis is allowed to eat it, therefore other tumis are also potter from koros. But let's say they were going to the Beis Hamikdash, they'll be chayav koros for going into the Beis Hamikdash, and that is no ptur for zava or zava, or zav or zava or nida or yeledis. There's only ptur from koros of eating the korban, not from going into the Beis Hamikdash. That's the Tanakama. Reb Lezer says no. Reb Lezer poiter afal bias migdish, even for coming into the Beis Hamikdash, also he holds that pot from Koros, his nida and yeledes and zav, since this korban pesach was brought betumah, that the tzibur is allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash, there's no chiyuv koros for them. So then the pter also applies to his other tumis. There's no chiyuv koros for tumah to come into the Beis Hamikdash now on erev Pesach. Mishnehei. Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach Deres. What's the difference between the Korban Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim to the Korban Pesach that we have for the future? So Pesach Mitzrayim lePesach was born in Mitzrayim. Michoy mibe osar. It was a mitzvah to take the Korban Pesach on the 10th day of Nisan to bring it into the house. V'toyin hazo, and also they had to make hazo, they had a spritz from it. Ba'agudas ezov, they have a hoisap al hamashkoif, that a spritz from the dam with a hoisap on the mashkev, on the doorpost. Mashkev is the top of the doorpost. V'yashtei mezuzah in the two sides of the doorpost. V'necho b'chipozah, they ate the Korban Pesach fast. V'lai lechon in one night. Of the Pesach dervis though, for the Pesach future, Noi Kol Shiva, it applies all seven. Now when it says Noi Kol Shiva, does not go on eating of the Korban Pesach, because we know you can only eat the Korban Pesach, but Leil on Yom Tov of the night of Tezvov, of Pesach. This goes on the Easter of Chometz, that the Easter of Chometz applies all 7 days, for all 7 days, you're not allowed to have Chometz in your house. Mashenga, that did not apply on Pesach Mitzrayim. Yemishnevov. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says, Shemati, I heard, Shetmuras HaPesach. Somebody has a Korban Pesach and takes another animal next to him, and he says, Zutach HaZu, he makes it into Tmura. So, Kreva, that it is brought for Korban. And he also ordered the Truma Tmuras HaPesach and Kreva. No, the Tmura of a Korban Pesach is not brought. V'en L'Forsh, he doesn't have to explain it. One says yes, one says no. Some Rabbi Kiva says, Ani HaForsh, I'll explain it. HaPesach, Shinim Tzakarim Shkidas HaPesach, Yeruach Shistoyev. If you, first you mafresh one Korban Pesach, and you lost it, and you mafresh a second one, and you found the first one before you brought the second one, so Lockridge, you can't bring that first Korban, it's like Nitchem, you have to wait till it becomes, you have to let it pasture in the field, so it becomes a Balmum. V'yimochi, you sell it, V'yikach B'dom Shlomim, buy with the money of the Korban Shlomim. And therefore, V'chein Tmuros, if you make a Tmur on that Korban, the same thing, you cannot be makrav, but you have to sell it, and with the money, bring a Shlomim. What's going to be Achash Chitas HaPesach? So you found the first Korban after you brought the Korban Pesach, the second Korban Pesach. Then Lochris Korban Shlomim, the first one could be brought for Korban Shlomim. And the Chain Tumurah, the same thing, if you make a Tumurah out of it, also this Tumurah could be brought.